Welcome to English as a Second Language podcast number 163, Saving and Spending Money. This is English as a Second Language podcast, episode 163. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan. Coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. This podcast is about how people spend money and how people save it. Let's go. In my family, there are penny pinchers and spendthrifts and everything in between. My brother Frank has the reputation for being stingy with money. He likes to save up and only spend when he has to. I bet he has a lot stashed away. He's careful with money, but he does spend it when he thinks it's necessary, and his wife and kids are very comfortable. On the other hand, my brother Jack is known as a spendthrift. It's not that he's a big spender or a high roller. It's just that he's not very careful with money and doesn't think it's that important. When he has it, he doesn't think twice about spending it. With his friends, he's generous to a fault. So, what am I? A penny pincher or a spendthrift? I guess I'm a little of both. It depends on who's asking and how much they want to borrow. We're talking today about the ways that people spend and save money. Our story begins by me describing my family. I say in my family there are penny pinchers and spendthrifts and everything in between. A penny pincher, P-E-N-N-Y hyphen P-I-N-C-H-E-R-S, penny pinchers, plural, penny pincher without the S, singular. A penny pincher is someone who does not spend very much money, who watches every penny. And of course, a penny is, in American money, the smallest amount that you can have, one penny. It's also called 1 cent, C-E-N-T. It's 1/100th of a dollar. So to be a penny pincher and to pinch, P-I-N-C-H-E-R, here means to save. To be a penny pincher means you save every penny that you have. You don't spend very much money. Now, the opposite of a penny pincher would be a spendthrift. And a spendthrift, S-P-E-N-D-T-H-R-I-F-T, all one word, is someone who spends all of their money, who doesn't save their money. They get a dollar, they spend a dollar. They don't try to, what we would say, put it aside. To put something aside means to save it for a later time. Now, a spendthrift and a penny pincher are both somewhat negative expressions to describe someone. Most people would not describe themselves as either a spendthrift or a penny pincher, but spendthrift is particularly negative. Some people might say, I'm a penny pincher, but no one would say I'm a spendthrift because it's sort of an insult. It's a negative expression. Well, I said in my family there are penny pinchers and spendthrifts and everything in between, meaning there are people between the two opposites of saving all your money and spending all your money. Everything in between. Now, my brother Frank has the reputation for being stingy with money. Reputation, R-U-P-U-T-A-T-I-O-N, is what someone is known for, what other people say about him or her. So you could have a good reputation or you could have a bad reputation. Depends on what people say about you. I think I have mostly a bad reputation. No, I hope not. Well, my brother Frank has a reputation for being stingy. And to be stingy, S-T-I-N-G-Y, is the same as being a penny pincher, but it's definitely a negative expression. It's not a positive adjective. You say someone is stingy means even if they should spend money, they don't. That is the meaning of the adjective stingy. Well, Frank has the reputation for being stingy. We say stingy with money, but you can just say stingy. He likes to save up and only spend when he has to. The expression to save up, two words, that verb means basically the same as to save. It's like a lot of two-word verbs where you have a preposition like up that comes after the verb. It's more to give emphasis. So I'm going to save to buy a new car. I'm going to save up to buy a new car. They mean basically the same, but the up gives it a little more emphasis. Well, my brother likes to save up and only spend when he has to. And of course, spend, S-P-E-N-D, means when you give someone else your money for something. I say that I bet he has a lot stashed away. I bet, B-E-T, means I'm guessing. Of course, to bet as a verb is something you do when you gamble. I'm going to play poker. Or I'm going to Las Vegas and play in the casino. And when I go there, I bet. But here, when someone says, I bet that, or I bet he is a spendthrift, what we mean is that I guess, in my opinion. Well, I say that I bet my brother has a lot stashed away. To stash, S-T-A-S-H, away, is a verb which means to save, but usually to save a large amount of something, and you're saving it for a long period of time. I have some money stashed away means I have money that I'm going to use in the future. The noun stash means that money that you have. So here's my stash means here's my money that I'm saving. I say that my brother is careful with money. And to be careful with money means, of course, that you watch what you spend, that you don't just buy things because you want to and you see it and you like it. I see the new 17-inch Mac PowerBook, and I want to go and buy it. But if I'm careful with my money, I wait, or I'm very slow to buy something. Well, my brother Frank is careful with money, but I say he does spend it when he thinks it's necessary. When he has to, he spends it, and his wife and children are comfortable, meaning they're not without food or a house. They're very comfortable. They have a good life. Now, I have another brother who is not a penny pincher. And I say in the story, on the other hand, my brother Jack is known as a spendthrift. On the other hand is when we are going to give in a story a different example or an opposite example. Usually you hear those two expressions together. On the one hand, I don't want to go to the movie. On the other hand, I have a free ticket, so I should go. So when you're comparing two different things that are different or opposite, well, I say, on the other hand, my brother Jack is known as a spendthrift, someone who spends a lot of money. It's not that he's a big spender or a high roller. When we say someone is a big spender, we mean, you can guess, that they spend a lot of money. A high roller, high, H-I-G-H, roller, R-O-L-L-E-R. A high roller is an expression that comes from gambling. When you gamble, for example, in Las Vegas or in Monte Carlo or other places, many times you gamble by rolling the dice, two little squares that have numbers on them, right? We call those dice, D-I-C-E. Well, you roll the dice, you throw the dice down. The most famous game for that is called craps, C-R-A-P-S, which is kind of a strange word in English, but that's what it's called, craps. Well, someone who's a high roller is someone who spends a lot of money, either by gambling or by going out and spending their money to buy different things. And it's a term that means the person isn't very good with money. Usually they'll spend a lot of money. That's a high roller. Now, it's not necessarily a negative term. If you are rich, you can be a high roller. You can spend a lot of money because you have a lot of money. Well, I say that it's not that my brother is a big spender or a high roller. It's just that he's not very careful with money. Notice the expression, it's not that, it's just that. When we are explaining something to someone and you want to give them the reason why something happened or why someone did something, you can start by giving them something that isn't true. It's not that I don't like Tom Cruise. It's just that I think he's not the best person to marry. That would be an example. It's not that, it's just that. So when you say it's just that, you're giving the real reason, the true reason. And when you say it's not that, you're saying what isn't true, what you don't believe is true. Well, my brother is not careful with money. He doesn't think that being careful with money is important. When he has it, meaning when he has money, he doesn't think twice about spending it. The expression to think twice, T-W-I-C-E, two times, to think twice, means to be careful, to think about something before you make a decision, before you take an action. So someone may say to you, think twice about not going to school today because there's a big test. And if you don't go, you will get a poor grade. The expression, he doesn't think twice, don't think twice means they don't think about it at all. They just go ahead and do whatever it means. It's a neutral expression. It's neither positive nor negative. Someone says, don't think twice about calling me for help. means don't worry, you can call me for help anytime. Well, here I say that my brother doesn't think twice about spending his money. With his friends, I say, he's generous to a fault. To be generous, G-E-N-E-R-O-U-S, means that you give someone money or time or something that will help them. Someone who is generous gives other people money who need help. The expression to be generous to a fault, F-A-U-L-T, means basically that they are very generous, that they help everyone that they can. He's generous to a fault. He likes to help everyone who needs help. And that's what the expression means here. Well, I end the story by asking what I am. Am I a penny pincher or a spendthrift? And I say I'm a little of both. Means, of course, I'm partly a penny pincher and I'm partly a spendthrift. It depends on who's asking and how much they want to borrow. Means it depends on who's asking me for money. To borrow, B-O-R-R-O-W, means that you ask someone else for money. So it depends on who wants money from me. I might be a spendthrift if I like them, and I might be a penny pincher if I don't. Now let's listen to the story, this time at a native rate of speech. In my family, there are penny pinchers and spendthrifts and everything in between. My brother Frank has the reputation of being stingy with money. He likes to save up and only spend when he has to. I bet he has a lot stashed away. He's careful with money, but he does spend it when he thinks it's necessary, and his wife and kids are very comfortable. On the other hand, my brother Jack is known as a spendthrift. It's not that he's a big spender or a high roller. It's just that he's not very careful with money and doesn't think it's that important. When he has it, he doesn't think twice about spending it. With his friends, he's generous to a fault. So what am I? A penny pincher or a spendthrift? I guess I'm a little of both. It depends on who's asking and how much they want to borrow. The script today was written by Dr. Lucy Say. We thank her as always. Remember to visit our website at eslpod.com for the script for today's podcast and more information about ESL Podcast. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2006.